morning we're continuing Chayotim Klalam and Simon Tess. So the Chayotim says the correct way to say Kedusha, and this is actually the language of the Shulchan Aruch. Mishnah Berurah already points out that we do not do like this. The Aruch HaShulchan points out we do not like this. And as a matter of fact, already in the times of the Magen Avraham, they point out we do not do like this. And the question is why. So let's hear what he has to say first, and we'll talk about maybe why we do differently. Yishma me'ashat nekadesh ad kadosh. So nekadesh yishim chob ha'olam k'shem shemat yishim ha'seh b'shem ha'roim kach osom yad nevi'echo b'karaz de'al zeh v'yomar. So until the word kadosh, the first that whole first sentence, you should hear from the shatz. V'oz yana kadosh kadosh kadosh. So the language of the Shulchan Aruch is even stronger, that the Sefer is not, the Shoysek is quiet while the Chazan says those words. Ein atzibur amrim im shleich tzibur nakdishach. The Nusach that the Shulchan Aruch uses, the phrase starts with nakdishach, not with the Kadesh. They don't say it with him. Elam shoyskin umechablin namar shleich tzibur amrim achemegiel kedusha. So the Tzibur does not say with the Chazan, but rather they're quiet and they focus on what the Chazan, the Shliach Tzibur, is saying until they get to Kedusha, and then the whole Tzibur says together Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. So that's what the Chayotim means when he says you should hear it from the Chazan as opposed to saying it yourself. The point being over here that the like we mentioned, and the Aruch HaShulchan points out over here, that we don't immediately start Mechaya Meisim. Everybody should start saying Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Right? That's the Kedusha. But something with such a Chashiv is we don't just start saying right away. First, we have a Hazmana. We are invited to say it. So the Chazan is the one who's inviting us, and we're listening to the words of the Chazan as he's inviting us. So that would be the appropriate way of doing it. The obvious question is, so what do we do with the fact that nowadays we're not doing it like that, but rather each person is saying it himself? So the Aruch HaShulchan says that we can find such a concept that the person is mazman himself as well. For example, the Chazan is being mazman himself. By Baruch Hu, he's being mazman himself by the Kadesh. Let us do it. So all of us are saying we're not going to first say it right away. First, we're going to make a declaration of what we're doing. So that's okay as well. The Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha being from the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that if one person would be saying it by himself, it would actually be a problem. But if the whole Tzibur is saying it together, that's more acceptable. But he says, even so, but still, the proper thing really would be preferable to do like the Shulchan Aruch says, and that's what the Bir Gros says to do. Interestingly enough, even though actually so many of the Minhag Egrah have been accepted by the general Ashkenazi Tzibur, this point of the Egrah, that the Tzibur should be quiet and not say the Kadesh at all, just listen to the Chazan, it has not been accepted universally in Eretz Yisrael. You will find certain places where they follow the Gro on that point. If you go to the Churva Shul in Yerushalayim, so that's how they do it. The Chazan finishes Mechaya Meisim, the Tzibur answers Amen. Nobody says a word, and the Chazan says out loud from the Kadesh until Kedusha, and then the whole Tzibur answers Kedusha. You go to Rav Sik Kaplan's Yeshiva in Yerushalayim, the same thing. But otherwise, many places do not do that. I cannot tell you why that is so. But the Gro also holds it really, everybody should be quiet. The Shabur really holds it, everybody should be quiet. and listen to the chazan. Rav Locha says, but Arizal, in the case of Arizal, says that it is actually preferred that the people should say it themselves, and that is why our minig has the minig, which took place he's describing it in Europe, has been accepted based on this Kisei Arizal, which the Magen Avraham quotes, or he gives a second explanation as well. But meanwhile, that is what we do. There might be a suggestion that each person can say it, and then the chazan should say it as well. And that's clear that we need, the people need to hear the chazan saying at least the last part of Karzel Zeh V'Yomer, because that clearly should be done al pi hazmona of the chazan. Have a good day.